Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see this story? Bernie Sanders, he is really making a run here in Virginia with Democrats. So much so that he's opening an official campaign headquarters. The big opening took place yesterday, and Bill Neidhart is the state coordinator for Bernie 2020. And Bill, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come on. I hope they told you.
Of course.
I'm not a Bernie guy, and I got a lot of issues with your candidate, but I always want to invite people on the air who are interesting and who have a different point of view. So tell me about yesterday. You all must feel like you got a chance in Virginia if you're If you're opening a headquarters here and you've got people on the ground.
Not only am I opening up a headquarters in Richmond, I'm opening up another office in Alexandria today.
Wow. So, all right. Well, that makes a little more sense to me up in Northern Virginia. But what drew you to Richmond? What you know, when you crunch the numbers and you look at the data, what would make you spend the money and the people resources here?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you basically look across Virginia, what you see is our message, our candidate, Bernie Sanders, resonating pretty much in every region, all across the state. And I wanted a central place where we could really focus our get out the vote efforts. And Richmond, you know, you can't get better than that.
Why do you think he's resonating in Virginia?
Yeah, I think it's different for everybody. But, you know, there's a huge public school crisis here, and there's no one who invests in teachers and in public education like Bernie Sanders. I also think, you know, there's a lot in our state where, you know, some Democrats are maybe afraid to stand up to repeal right to work. No one is going to go on the offense to fight for workers' rights and union rights quite like Bernie. And then there's health care, right? Medicare for all. That's something that, you know, I just came from Iowa.
Right.
That's something
I'm
gonna
ask
that
you about
won
that too,
Iowa but for us. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about that. But what we are seeing is Bernie's economic message, really his economic and healthcare message resonating across the state. We see it in the western part of the state. There's incredible grassroots energy out there. In the northern part of the state, you know, where we're opening up an office later tonight, there's an incredible amount of people who have dedicated so much of their time and energy. And then down here, you know, in Richmond, Norfolk, what we are going to try to do is get as many working folks turning out on March 3rd as possible. And that can shift everything, right? So I think what you're seeing here with us, you know, staking our claim in Richmond is that we're going to try to change this electorate. We're going to try to change how many folks turn out, who turns out. And I think that could really be the deciding factor in the Super Tuesday contest here.
Yeah, a lot of the Democrats who talked a big progressive game here in Virginia to get in, to get elected and take over the state legislature have shied away from being as vocal about the right to work issue as they were during the campaign. I think a lot of the businesses who employ thousands of people here has said, wait a minute, this is one of the reasons we came to Virginia. Don't you go messing with that. What's the reaction when Bernie talks about that? I mean, I guess he can't
when
go knock on the door of the business people.
I mean, you know what? I'd have to just ask the business people who share the block with us here in Richmond who keep on coming into my office and taking my signs so they could put them in their front window. It's been great so far. The neighborhood, we're in Jackson Ward. They've been really welcoming all over. But, you know, what we are seeing is, you know, for every study that shows, you know, this is one of the most business-friendly states, you have an Oxfam study that shows this is one of the worst state for workers. I'm someone who spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. I know exactly what it's like to, you know, have someone pit the interests of working people against the interests of big business. Business people are people too. They want their workers to live a good life, and having the right to a union, having a secure right to collectively bargain, whether you're a public employee or private employee. That's something that changes people's lives. And when Bernie comes here and speaks that truth, it really energizes people.
Yeah, a lot of them don't want to be told what to do, though. And I think that's where you start when the central planning comes in.
Being told you can't join a union, now that's something I don't want to hear anybody saying.
Hmm. The new poll is out that shows Mayor Bloomberg at 22, your candidate, Bernie Sanders, at 22, Biden at 18. What do you make of that? Bloomberg shows up. He hadn't been campaigning. I mean, he was here in Richmond, over the weekend. What do you make of those numbers?
What do I make of that? I think a billionaire has been used to buying everything he can, and he goes, why can't I buy Virginia? I think it's ridiculous.
He bought a lot of those House of Delegates and Senate seats, I think. He paid for a lot of
I wouldn't say that he bought them. He certainly did help, get some get out the vote efforts. But let me tell you, him coming in here, carpet bombing the state with ads, trying to hide the fact that, he was pro-Iraq war, trying to hide the fact that, he does not represent the progressive values that so many people have been turning out for. He's just not going to be able to bring the energy and the excitement that Bernie is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to rely on his pocketbook to kind of blanket the airwaves and try to create a fake sense of support around him. I think you're seeing it in some polls. I'd be interested to see if you actually see it on election day.
Yeah.
But, I do think, and this is what I told our supporters who gathered in our office in Richmond last night, this is it. 22% to 22%. If you are content with that and you don't want to go out there and knock doors, then yeah, Michael Bloomberg might be able to buy it. But if we get to work, and that's what we plan to do with our office in Alexandria, our office here in Richmond, and our volunteers across the state, this is going to need to take a grassroots effort to beat them.
Grassroots is everything. So when Mark Warner, the Democrat senator from Virginia, former governor, was on the show, and I appreciate that he's willing to come on, but I said, God, You ran for the last 20 years as a business person. You can't want Bernie to win. And he said, can we go back to the impeachment question? He didn't really want to talk about that. What's the reaction been from Virginia's Democrat leadership? Because there are a lot of them here, and they have senior
positions.
Right.
I was with two members of the House of Delegates last night. They see what Bernie's been able to do across the country. There is incredible amount of progressive energy that's been building in this state. And I think what folks really are looking for is someone who has an eye towards the future, right? Mm-hmm. You were talking about what we've done in the past and everything and how we've kind of run in Virginia. And, this is one of the bluest states that I've ever worked in, but it's one that's still kind of changing and transforming. And, we want to kind of continue that path forward. And get this state to a place where, we do have right to work repealed and all that. Mm.
All right. Well, last 30 seconds, you just came from Iowa. Are we going to have another debacle here with Nevada coming up? And what do you think will happen?
I think Nevada has taken the lessons of Iowa. I'm pretty hopeful that we will have a much more clear process. I do know that last night in Iowa, We took a look at the recanvassing efforts and requested a recount of a few different precincts. I think what that shows is that not only are we going to win the popular vote, but we just might win the state delegate equivalent. Luckily, there is not that kind of structure in the Nevada primary.
You don't think they're going to try to steal this from Bernie again, do you?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we're just going to get out there and work our hardest. The only way you could steal an election from Bernie Sanders is being a billionaire and spending as many ads as you can. And we might see that here in Virginia first.
Bill Neidhart is the state coordinator for Bernie Sanders 2020, and he'll be a resident of Virginia for at least the coming future. I can't wish you good luck, but I do really sincerely appreciate you coming on, Bill. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. It was great talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you.